All right, guys, so this is Aeneid Book 1, lines 159 to 169. So just to remind you, when you're doing this, definitely read the notes in your book, look at your vocab. This est in secessu longo locus is really marking this as an ekphrasis, which is not one of our lit devices that is required by the AP syllabus, but an ekphrasis is just a detailed description of either a location or a work of art. This is the first one that we come across in the Aeneid. We will see one later. Oftentimes, it'll be descriptions of artwork within temples. Like if you remember from your English reading, there was description of all the mosaics in Juno's temple that Aeneas and his men look at, and it's all of the pictures related back to Troy. All right, so start with your sense unit est locus, and remember with a verb of to be, you can say there is. So there is a place, there is a location. In secessu longu, in a long recess, in a long inlet. Insula efficit portum, the island creates a port, the island creates the harbor. Objectu laterum, with the overhang of the sides. Quibus, on which? So this is going back to the laterum. It's the only plural thing in front of it. So its antecedent is the sides. On which? Omnis unda, each wave, every wave. Ab alto, from the sea, from the deep. Frangitur, is broken up. So basically, rather than having the waves come directly in, it breaks up on the overhang of the sides. And so this is a very safe port. Quae scindit sese, and cuts itself in sinus reductus, into receding ripples. Okay, so the sinus there, ripples. Hinc atque hinc, literally here and here, but we can just say on both sides. Vastae rupes, geminique scopuli minantur. So vast cliffs and twin rocks, minatur, they threaten or they tower. So, like I told you in class when we were talking about the section right before this is a detailed description of the place. Some of it's good, some of it's bad. You've got some really pleasant, peaceful things, but here we're using the word minotaur. We get the word menacing from that. So vast cliffs and twin rocks tower into the sky. Subvertice quorum, under the top of which, late, far and wide, the ichora tuta silent, the safe seas are still. They are silent. Okay, so we're going from threatening to very peaceful and silent. Tum scaena est. Then there is the background. Suis coruscis, with quivering forests. De super, and from above, the atrum nemus, the dark grove, imminent. Hangs over. Okay, so now we're back to another threatening word. It hangs over, imminent. And how does it hang over? Horrenti umbra, with shuddering shadow. So it's like you're in the woods and everything is moving and everything seems a little threatening, even if it is silent. Sub frontea versa, under the opposite face. Okay, so you're facing one of them under the opposite face. Antrum est, there is a cave. Scopulis pendentibus, with hanging rocks. Intus, and inside, within, aquae dulce sunt, there are sweet waters. Okay, so sweet waters meaning not salt. So sweet waters. Quae sedilia vivo saxo, in seats in the natural rocks. Domus nympharum, the homes of the nymphs. Hic, excuse me, with the macron. Here, non ulla vincula tenet. not any chains hold. Okay, so obviously that's a litote there. It's non ulla, meaning nulla. So you could say no chains hold, not any chains hold. The fessas naves, the exhausted ships. So this could be considered personification. It could be a transferred epithet, though, because obviously the ships are not tired, the sailors are. And ancora non allegat, an anchor does not bind, again, the tired ships. Unco morsu, with a curved bite. So throughout this whole thing, you've got peaceful, tranquil, safe harbor, and yet several times the features are characterized in a less than entirely benign way. And so for a Roman reader, this would have been an indication that not everything is possibly as it should be. And so I'm going to go back and translate one more time from the beginning.